We will bring some sunshine in as we'll talk to Chancellor Jenny Vaughn from Ivy Tech. How are you on the west side? Getting a little dark out there?
It's getting dark, and you know, the green is just even more green, more intense. It's pretty wild, but we're doing great on the west side at Ivy Tech.
That's good that everybody got there today. That's very, very helpful. speaking of everyone getting there, you had a tremendously busy Thursday last week, obviously, with the O'Bannon Institute. Everything, over 300 people there. There's the rain coming down in buckets as we speak in downtown. It just started. There we are. And full house there, so you had a great day for all of that. You had a great day to volunteer on Friday. Give us a wrap-up of everything we might have missed last week.
Oh, my gosh. It was, like you said, it was just incredible. It was, the place was packed. You know, we started with our fundraising dinner with keynote speaker Michael Smirkanish. You may have heard, you know, in the paper or different people who have attended that event, how great he was. You know, he had some pretty amazing stories about, you know, politicians and others in media that he's met. And but what really struck me, and Keith and I were actually talking about this yesterday, it's like the stories that he really touched on were the personal stories of people that he's met in his life, or family and things like that that he's met, and how that has impacted his life, and how he's written about different people. And I really love that. I love the fact too that he, you know, he also talked to our youth leadership kids, and he talked to everybody about really just talking to each other and getting off of our social media and actually having conversations with people that maybe don't believe the same things that we do. So he was great. The crowd loved him. It was just an amazing day, and our donors that came out, those that sponsored the event, I can't thank them enough. It was absolutely amazing.
Jenny, tell the story, because he particularly impressed you because of something he did the next day.
What he did the next day?
Yeah.
I like literally woke up. What'd you say?
He sent you a note.
Yes, he did. I woke up to turn my phone on, and it was very early in the morning, and I had an email from Michael Smirkanish thanking me for inviting him to our campus, and most importantly, how encouraged he was to meet those young Leadership Academy students. And, you know, these are the 7th and 8th graders that we had the Leadership Academy, Youth Leadership.
Part 2 of our in-depth interview with Chancellor Jenny Vaughn from Ivy Tech. Chancellor, good morning. How are you?
I am doing good. Let's start this all over again. All of a sudden, my phone just, like, died and said, you know, you're out of service or whatever. I'm like, really?
Yeah, it's live radio. That's more proof that if you are listening, this is not rehearsed or anything else that goes along with it. You were telling us a story about your phone and Michael Smirkanish leaving you a note.
That's right. And so anyway, he sent me an email thanking us, telling us what a well-organized, amazing event it was and how promising it was to meet the Youth Leadership Academy students. And I've never, you know, you don't hear back from your keynote speaker. You know, they never send any kind of note like that. And the fact that he actually wrote to me to tell me how grateful he was to be here and to see, you know, the event and how organized our people were, just really made me very pleased and pretty excited.
Jenny, let's talk about the thing that he was impressed by, and that's that Youth Leadership Academy. Now, the three groups, they each had a fundraising project. Mm-hmm. It was an incredible success. Talk about that.
Gosh, they were amazing. So these are 7th and 8th graders, and these people sign up. They apply to become part of the academy. And so the group chose some students from Jackson Creek, from Bachelor, and from the project school. And what they do is they spend a year with us on Saturdays, especially in the fall. They'll meet with different people in our community. For example, the chief of the fire department came in and talked to them about a number of different things, and a lot of our faculty and staff helped give them, you know, like strength quest kinds of inventory so they could figure out what kind of person they were, how they learn, how they listen, all of those kinds of things. And so they did different things in really kind of communication styles and all of that, and different things for leadership that they needed to be aware of in the beginning of the semester, in the beginning of fall anyway. And then in the spring, they met with mentors and their groups, and they came up with an idea or something they could do that could change. You know, maybe there's a problem at school, maybe there's some bullying, or maybe there's some kids that need a little assistance somewhere. And so they came up with a project that they felt was something they could do as a team throughout the spring, and each team organized that. And I'll give you one. So the Jackson Creek team, they organized a pancake breakfast. They raised over $1,200, and they purchased backpacks for kids in the foster system at the Villages. So here's some 7th and 8th graders finding something that was a problem in our community and addressing it. They did all the fundraising themselves. They were out there meeting people at Applebee's. I mean, they raised $1,200 on pancakes to help others in our community, which is pretty cool. And each school had their own story. Really awesome. You should have, these young students, they presented their project in front of the crowded O'Bannon entry hall, over 300 people. You know, everybody in the community was there, mayors, everything. And these kids rocked it. They were like professionals. They were incredible. And really gives us a sense of hope for the future, for sure.
Well, the three teams together raised over $3,000 for different projects. That's Jenny, has got to be a great source of pride. And those kids got exposed to college way ahead of time.
Exactly. Amazing young people.
Well, the earlier the do-gooders start doing good, that's one of the habits you want them to keep.
That's exactly right. It becomes ingrained. It's something that they will now do naturally. You know, I mean, we all know that, how kids learn. It's amazing.
Well, the poise that they all had, and each of the members of the team spoke, the poise was amazing. One of the things that impressed me was one of the team members reported that they were a little disappointed because they came up $18.50 short of their goal. And as that team walked off the stage, one of the audience members went up and handed them a $20 bill. So they made their goal.
You love that?
That's
amazing. It was like unbelievable. Uh-huh. I mean, they're just so compelling. Really, really amazing.
Now, on Saturday morning, we switch gears and we get involved in volunteer projects all over the community. But also as part of that, you had the Civic Engagement Awards.
That's right. So that was Friday. So the Thursday was the dinner, and then Friday was a day of service and our Civic Engagement Awards, which was phenomenal. So the room, again, was packed. Actually, there were more people at that event because it was really open to everybody who wanted to volunteer with us. The place was packed. It went outside of Shreve. So we were able to award our faculty, our staff, students, community partners to receive Civic Engagement Awards, things that they had done throughout the year. And then we had Judy O'Bannon, who was incredible. First of all, Judy O'Bannon and her husband, after the O'Bannon dinner on Thursday, went to the Bluebird and closed the place because his grandson was playing in the Battle of the Bands. So here, you know, I'm a little bit younger than the O'Bannons. I went home, went to bed at probably 10 o'clock, and, you know, I was complaining about how early and, you know, I'm exhausted. No, they went to bed at, like, 2 in the morning, and here she is on our stage at 8:30 in the morning giving an amazing cheer to our the people in the audience to say, you know, the things you do for others is what makes this world go round. And she really was quite amazing, and they're amazing, just wonderful people. Comes out to every O'Bannon Institute, but really got the group charged up to go out and serve the community.
And after she got everybody charged up, 550-plus mm-hmm. people descended on not just Monroe County. There was Owen County and
a regional effort.
Yeah, the whole thing. And did volunteer work for the day. It was amazing.
And I went around and thought to see some different groups. But, you know, as I was driving to go to one group, I would see another group. And here they were, you know, in my sister's closet. And they were all outside the parking lot and mulching and doing different things. And it was just everywhere I went. The library was packed with people mulching and getting everything spruced up literally for spring. And I mean, it was just amazing. We all wear T-shirts. And, you know, there were 550 volunteers. There were 22 different organizations, our friends that worked with us. So people from the fire department, people from the city. Cheryl Munson, a Monroe County Council member, volunteered with us. Shelley Yoder, a Monroe County Council member, volunteered with us. We had 18 people from Smithville. We had 19 people from Tosses. I mean, it was the list goes on and on. It was pretty amazing. All of our faculty and our staff were out. Our students were out. A wonderful day, giving back over 1,380 hours of service on one day.
Beat the goal.
And talk about the dollar value of that, Jenny, because that's important, too.
It's an economic contribution of over $32,000 just in one day of community service. And that's a number, you know, they give a number, a dollar figure per hour for volunteerism based on the city that you're in. And I think that you mentioned it last week, we're at like $24 an hour or something like that. So in one day, you know, this is how much we gave back, our group, our team, our partners, our friends, our colleagues, our students gave back to our community.
Now, switching gears, and it doesn't get any less intense, because yesterday I went downstairs into the Commons area and students were decorating their graduation caps.
I like it.
It's so much fun. So next week's graduation, and so the team who organized this commencement, including Heidi and Heidi Giles and many, many others, they organized these things that students can get kind of ready for it. Well, and also kind of not try to not think about finals. They'll kind of do something to get prepared for graduation. So we had an alumni celebration on Tuesday. We had about 70 students attend that event. Yesterday, what you saw was the graduation cap decorating throughout the afternoon, and because we like people to have fun, get excited that they should celebrate their accomplishments and wear that fun cap when they cross the stage. Today, in fact, at 12:30 and then again at 5:30, we have our commencement information session, so we kind of walk through, Keith, you're part of that, we walk through the ceremony with them, what to expect, what to wear, you know, ladies don't wear those 6-inch heels across the stage, you know, those kinds of things.
Oh, you can. You can, but you better. But you better.
Good luck.
You better.
I'm there to help you fall, just in case you fall. I'll help you fall. I don't know.
Make sure that's around the nursing department's in the front row.
Exactly. So today is the big end of the semester bash from 1:30 to 4:30. Also, why students pick up their caps and gowns and do all that, and it's pretty amazing. A lot of fun.
Excellent. And we'll get more on graduation next Thursday as we get ready for the big weekend as well. Big weekend this weekend at Indiana University. We know they're in our town and our traffic and everything else. Hang on with both hands, Chancellor, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Have a great weekend. It's going to be great. Congratulations to all the Indiana University students and the faculty and staff. Have a good one.